Yo, it's Ambrose WB. This is a Fit for Purpose podcast. Good morning, afternoon, evening. Not sure when you listen to this, but it's morning here. And today's topic is what should your personal trainer do? So about a couple of days ago, I asked that question. The question was, should your personal trainer A, tell you what to do, or B, ask you what to do? And the results of that, I got 28 votes. You know, not a whole bunch, but 28 is a good amount, I think, to get this, give this some context. So out of 28 people, 21 people said the personal trainer should tell you what to do. And 7 people said they should ask you what to do. And of course, there's lots of comments about what should happen. Got lots of people say both. So of course I'm breaking this down to very black and white binary for a purpose. So here's the little backstory to this. Should your personal trainer tell you what to do? So I have a personal training client named John. Actually, my only personal training client is John because I've moved most of my training, at least 80%, online. And I only work with people in person for very particular situations. And John happened to meet that criteria. So last week, no, this week, John says to me, "Yeah, man, like I love what's going on with the online program. I like the personal training sessions, but looking for some more motivation." And I was thinking, "Okay, great. You know, like what are you gonna do to get motivated?" And then he put it back on me and said, "Yeah, so I'm not sure what you can do to motivate me, but you know, in between sessions, it'd be great if we can like, you know, check in or something, right?" And that's something that is obviously very common that people expect to be motivated by their personal trainer. If you haven't seen it, I wrote an article called "Paying for Motivation Will Leave You Fat, Unhealthy, and Broken." I won't go into that side of it too much today, but the idea is that he wanted me to tell him what to do in that moment. So I kept asking him questions. He wasn't really ready for that. He wanted me to tell him what to do. So that's what made me, you know, gave me the idea to write that poll and just see if that was people's common perception of personal trainers. Now here's the issue with this, right? Not an issue so much as here's the I guess you have a cost and a benefit, right? So what's the cost of having a personal trainer tell you what to do? The benefit is that if you have a good personal trainer, and you are a good listener, you are going to get fast results. You're going to listen to what they tell you. You're going to do it. You're going to get fast results, right? So I guess you can also say benefit is like if things go perfectly, right? What's the cost of that? The cost of that is that what if your trainer doesn't know what to do because you don't have enough information, right? It's really hard to tell someone what to do if you don't know what they want. And it's even harder to tell someone what to do if they don't actually know what they want. You know, a client comes to you and says, "Yeah, I'm looking to tone up and do some ab exercises, and my arms are a little bit flabby. And I eat good already, so don't worry about that. But I just really want some workouts from you," which happens to me all the time. I can't tell that client shit because they're lying to themselves, and we're gonna work on a faulty foundation. So just a little note here. This is typically 5 minutes long. I'm gonna see how this works today and do two 5 minute segments, okay? So let me wrap up with a minute left about telling you what to do. There's a cost and a benefit. I think the cost of being told what to do is too high. It's just too high. If you wanna hire me to tell you what to do, you're gonna have to keep hiring me and tell you what to do. You have to work out at least 4 days a week. So if we train twice a week, what's going to happen the other 2 days of the week? You're going to be texting me. You're going to be calling me. That's something that could happen. You could work that into a program with the client. But guess what? The cost is literally too high. It's going to be very, very expensive. So telling you what to do, if you want that, great, go for it. But in the next segment, I'm going to break down the other side. I think works a little bit differently and better is asking clients what they can do. Taking it from there. All right, let's see how this thing works. So, I got number two coming up. All right, check, check. This is segment number two of episode number five. I think I said that before. And this is about what should your personal trainer do? Tell you what to do or ask you what to do. So we just went over 75% said they want you to tell them what to do. And I went over the cost benefits for that, right? Now, what's the cost benefit to me asking you what you can do? Here's how this works. Hey, Ambrose, I'm looking to lose 20 pounds. Okay, great. You should do X, Y, and Z, right? We already went over that side of things, right? But check it out. What if I ask them what they can do instead? Okay, great. Are you able to work out right now? That's a great question, right? Meaning, do you have an injury? A lot of people come with injuries. So I had to refer John, for instance, to a physical therapist before we started working together. So before we could even move forward, he had to go get checked out for from a PT because he had a recent back injury. What about this question? Okay, how many times a week do you want to train? Or what about how quickly do you want to lose 20 pounds? Losing 20 pounds over 16 weeks. Compared to losing 20 pounds over 52 weeks is a completely different program, right? Or about this question, how much can you afford? That's a big one, right? How much can you afford? And usually people come to me and they ask that question first, which I'm gonna write more about and talk a lot more about. Please never ask your personal trainer the first question is how much do you charge? Just don't do it. It's a bad look for you, right? So that's some very simple, high-level introductory consultation assessment-based questions that aren't even getting into someone's physical capabilities or the psychology. You have to start with asking someone what to do. What's the benefit and what's the cost of that? The benefit is that more information early or upfront, early on, allows you to make better guesses of what you should do moving forward. No matter what you're doing with the personal trainer, it's a matter of guessing and checking, guessing and checking, having an idea, testing it out, and adjusting it. That's what our job as a personal trainers is to help you start with a better foundation. Yeah, our guesses up front is gonna be better than your guesses up front, but no, even still, it's still a guess, a very educated one, right? So, what is the cost? The cost is that it's gonna take you to change your mindset. And not just you as the client, right? I'm talking about you as a personal trainer. If one of my buddies listen to this podcast, it's something I had to go over myself. I had to learn the difference between personal training and coaching. They're both great. I'm not knocking personal training. I love my sessions with John. Highlight of my week. But it's the certain things that I can't do in a personal training session that I can do in a coaching session, or at least in a coaching model, right? So the cost of asking what to do with a client means that you have to have actual connection, which I don't think is a cost at all. You have to have trust. You have to have communication. You have to have a back and forth because that's how you build better programming. That's how you build better relationships, right? Think about your children, right? Think about your friends. Think about the kids that you teach. Telling people what to do typically doesn't work. People don't like it. Right? People don't like it. So I have a minute left. I'm gonna wrap it up for you. If you're finding yourself wanting someone to tell you what to do, here's what I think is probably happening. Your motivation is probably low, right? Or the challenges are gonna be too high. You think what you're doing is too hard. So here's what has to happen. Find something that you like to do. If you like to do something, I don't have to motivate you to do it. I don't have to tell you what to do. You're gonna do it anyways. The issue I find with people is that they're doing things that they think they have to do, and they're not asking the right question. Do you have to work out 4 days a week? I don't know. Do you have to squat? I don't know. Do you have to change the way you're eating? I don't know. So what do you want to do? That's my question for you. What do you want to do? You want to tell me what you want to do? You want some help from me? I would love to hear from you, reach out to me, Ambrose WB. And that's my fifth podcast, second segment of today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Peace.